This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. The bird world quiets down by late summer, but not the American goldfinch, one of the most common backyard birds. September brings the chatter of young goldfinches as they follow their male parent. They beg noisily, perched with heads thrown back and trembling wings. Most songbirds switch their diet to high-protein insects when feeding their young, and they nest earlier when insects are most bountiful. For example, chickadees that keep bird feeders busy in winter disappear in summer as they forage for insects, not birdseed. Goldfinches never make the switch. They're year-round seed and grain eaters, and they delay nesting to ensure seed availability. In fact, the appearance of seed-rich composite flowers very likely stimulates nesting, along with the shifting day length of late summer. Goldfinches appear to be especially linked with thistles. They often line their nest with thistle down and feed on the seeds. As for those young goldfinches noisily following their male parent, the female does the nest building and egg brooding and tends the nestlings for a week or so, but then she's done. The male takes over. Some females that nest early enough then find another mate and produce another brood. All too soon, goldfinches too will quiet down in sound and in looks. Feather molt follows breeding, and the male's bright yellow summer plumage soon will be replaced by feathers that match the muted palette of winter.
It's green to gold and gold to brown. The leaves will fall to feed the ground.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.